This is Ozarks at Large. Last summer, regional business leaders announced what is now known as the Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub, a North Little Rock-based business incubator aimed at encouraging more entrepreneurship in the state. That's a very simplified explanation of what it hopes to achieve. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently caught up with Warwick Sabin, the executive director of the hub, for a more in-depth conversation.
There are a lot of these types of entrepreneurship ecosystems in other communities across the nation. So tell me what it is that you're trying to identify with and individualize for Arkansas.
Well, that's what I'd really start with, is the fact that there are a lot of metropolitan areas around the country and around the world that have these kinds of entrepreneurial promotion ventures happening, and they've been very successful. There are certain models that exist that either are built around providing more education, more networking opportunities, more resources, and providing the right kind of atmosphere and environment for entrepreneurs to be able to do what they do. Now, we're a little late coming to that here in Central Arkansas, and in fact, you know, Northwest Arkansas has been doing a pretty good job organically of developing that kind of ecosystem because they have the world's biggest corporation. They've got a real specialty built around retail and logistics, and they've got the state's biggest university up there, and so there's a lot of collaboration. A lot of companies are spinning off, and there are a lot of specific efforts like the ARC Challenge Accelerator that have been helping to kind of push that along.
So let's talk about some things that will come under this umbrella of the Innovation Hub. You've got the Launch Pad is going to do what?
Well, so the Launch Pad is one of four elements within a building called the Innovation Center that's in Argenta that we're putting together. And the Launch Pad is a makerspace. And let me just stop and say something real quick. There are several models, as I said, around the country that have been working. And what we're trying to do is take the best models that have been working around the country and bring them together. And we'll be the first place in the United States that have these models working together under one roof. So one of the models is a maker space. And there's a maker movement going on in the United States right now, and they have maker fairs. And I encourage your viewers to Google this. But it's basically about getting back into manufacturing, making things in the United States, and using 21st century technology to do that. So for instance, you know, right now we know about 3D printers, and the fact is you can design anything on a computer now, and then you can just output it to a 3D printer, and it will actually make the object for you, which is still crazy to me, and I still don't understand the technology, but I've seen it in action. And the idea is to take all of that technology that exists and make it accessible to people here in Central Arkansas. So the Launch Pad will be an area where we'll have 3D printers, and we'll have advanced laser etching machines and lathes and other kinds of actually more normal equipment like woodworking and metalworking areas. But the idea is that this is a place where we can run education programs for young people, where an engineer at Dassault Falcon or Caterpillar or Union Pacific or just an amateur tinkerer can get out of their garage and have access to all of this equipment whenever they want to be able to prototype inventions and be able to try things out and learn this technology and learn about manufacturing. And all of that will be accessible just like a public library.
The silver mine. What's going to go on at the silver mine?
So the silver mine is taking this idea of co-working space that's very common around the country. Co-working space, in a nutshell, is for entrepreneurs or small business owners who don't want to work out of their home or a coffee shop. They want to take advantage of the collaborative opportunities that happen when you've got a bunch of people doing different things but in the same space. And then, you know, in addition to that, running programming for those people that help them with their businesses. And so the silver mine will not only have people working in it, but will be running education programs, lectures and TED Talks, hackathons, startup weekends, all kinds of different events. And then we'll also have very formal business incubation and acceleration programs, similar to the ARC Challenge, similar to vertical accelerators that are going on in some of these other cities. And that will help to spin off new businesses that will either then work out of our co-working space or ultimately go out and rent space in Central Arkansas and grow.
Let's talk about how you're tapping into more of this educational component too, because you've got a partnership with the EAST Initiative. You've also got some after schools projects in mind that are going to partner with some of the public schools in Central Arkansas, particularly at the junior high and the high school level. Tell me how that all kind of comports into what you're trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. Well, I mentioned there were four things under the roof of the Innovation Center. We've talked about two, the launch pad and the silver mine. The third one is the STEAM room, and STEAM is an acronym. It includes STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and we add the A for art because design and aesthetics is a very important part of innovation. The STEAM room will be run in partnership with the EAST Initiative, which is a program everyone in Arkansas ought to be proud of. It's present in almost every public school in the state, and now has expanded into several states around the country. They've pioneered STEM education. They do classes like computer coding, computer programming, CAD design, and they're going to be able to offer all of those programs not only to young people, and this will be outside of a public school setting, which means for the first time these programs will be able to reach kids in private schools, charter schools, homeschooled students, and adults, because adults would like to have some of this training just as much as anybody else. And we know in Arkansas we have a dearth of people who are able to do advanced computer coding and programming and those other things. So that's in a very important part of the building. In fact, it's right in the middle because it intersects and interacts with the other parts. The fourth part of the building is a program called Art Connection, which is already up and running. It's done in partnership with the North Little Rock High School, modeled after a program in Boston, and it's an after-school jobs program where kids come in every day after school. They're paid a salary, but they have to show up. They have to maintain a minimum grade point average. They learn all kinds of different arts, like graphic arts, digital arts. They learn business plans and marketing. They earn a percentage of what they can sell of their art. In Boston, you know, they do the merchandise for Cheers, and they build bike racks for businesses. I think they made $1 million off their bike racks up in Boston. It's a great program that teaches real-world skills and improves the college-going rate for these young people. So, again, I know I'm talking a lot, but the idea is once you have all these things working together, you can imagine the innovation possibilities when you have young people who are able to learn how to use these programs in the STEAM room, then can, you know, prototype things in the launch pad. People who are prototyping things in the launch pad can go to the silver mine to figure out how to turn them into businesses and get access to capital.
And work with mentors in the whole process.
And the whole time you're working with mentors, which means to these corporations, for instance, that are taking advantage maybe of the launch pad to solve problems that they have, are able to interact with the young people. And the young people are able to see, you know, what possibilities lie before them, and it expands their horizons. And you can kind of see where this is all going. It helps us keep our most talented people here in Arkansas. We need to retain and develop and attract more talent here. And the best economic development strategy for our state is keeping our people here, giving them opportunity, creating pathways to success, because all of our biggest Arkansas business success stories were founded here in Arkansas by Arkansans.
Support for Talk Business on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. Bank of the Ozarks. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity, coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at aecc.com. And Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys at offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.